Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. How are you this morning? It looks like everyone got rain this week, which is a relief. How's your landscape looking? A little bit better, I'm hoping. Those temperatures in the 90s were brutal without any rain. But it's October. Temperatures will be down below 90 degrees here in Central Florida. And we're almost through hurricane season, knock on wood. And we're heading into 6 months of great gardening weather. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good this morning. It's just a pleasant morning.
Oh, I had to run downstairs, get my jacket, and come back up here because, you know, the building's perfect on a normal day, but it's a little bit chilly outside. So somehow that's just come right inside the studio.
I know. It's just great. You know, how were your hallowed halls this week?
Doing good. You'd be amazed. I guess everybody's interested in checking out fall books, you know, shocker since we're going into falls. But we've had a lot of people checking out recipe books at the library and, you know, of course, the kids' stories. So,
of course, that's great. You know, it was my favorite place between the ages of 6 and 12. I would ride my bicycle down to the Winter Haven Library and they were shocked. The librarians would say, "Are you going to read all of these?" And I would say, "Yes, 4 to 5 books." And I would take them all home and read them all and go back the next week, and because I checked out the max every week. So we have updates from our listeners in North Florida. Jim and Bob were surprised at how much rain they received this week. Jim said his temperature on Wednesday morning was 66 degrees. That sounds perfect for me. Send it on down. And 1 3/4 inch of rain on Tuesday. He said he didn't see that coming, and I didn't either. I didn't know we were going to have such a big onslaught of rain. Bob, also in North Florida, didn't either. He recorded 4 3/4 inches of rain for September, totaling nearly 56 inches of rain for the year. So far, that's amazing. And we could possibly get, you know, another 2 to 3 inches by the end of the year. So that's quite a good amount. And it's a little bit above average. Usually we get between 45 and 50 throughout the state of Florida, averaging inches of rain. I wanted to give a shout out to Sylvie this morning. Thank you for listening. And it's great to know you're out there. Also, too, Neil wrote in and asked a question. He said, pruning copper bushes and buttonwood bushes. He has 2 shrubs and they need pruning. When do I do it? And how close to the ground do I cut them? He said the buttonwood has minimal foliage on it from the ground up to a few feet, and he would like it to fill in. Well, go ahead and cut them now, Neil. You can cut anything back by a third, and you're not going to really damage it or cause it to stress out too much. And tropical plants can always be cut back about 3 months before our winter season, which is usually December, January. So go ahead and cut it back now and cut it diagonally. So you want to make sure that it's going to flush out nicely. You don't want to cut branches straight across, and that kind of disturbs the flow of their circulation system, the xylem and the phloem, and it can cause dieback. So thank you for asking, and let us know how it does. Coming up, we are going to be discussing powdery mildew. Now, when you hear, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones, but your crepe myrtle has powdery mildew," does your mind think, "But I don't overwater. How do my plants become infected with powdery mildew? Mildew and moisture, right?" Well, we have with us this morning the fabulous Dr. Matt Borden. He is a plant health consultant who specializes in diagnosing disease and pest issues. He'll give us the facts on this seasonal disease. Then, in our second hour, do you know what the hot garden trends for 2022 is going to be? After all we've been through last year, I'm just looking forward to some great news about gardening trends. What kind of plants will be popular? Well, we are going to have Katie Dubow. She's the owner and president of the prestigious garden industry company, the Garden Media Group. And she's going to be with us to give us her company's prognostications for gardening in 2022. I have to tell you in advance, her predictions have been spot on for years. And so we're also taking your gardening questions. You can call 1-888-455-2967 or text me at 23680. Now, we got a text message this morning for our friends down in Lakeland, Peterson Nursery. They're going to have a really good seminar this morning at 9:30 on seasonal weed control. So you're going to want to get down there and get that information for you. You know, this is the time of the year that you can control weeds. They're kind of worn out after the long summer that they've had growing. And so this is the time of the year to really hone in on getting rid of those weeds. And it's not necessarily the weed itself, but you want to prevent the seeds from coming back next year, because a lot of the weeds during the summertime are annual. So Peterson's Nursery is going to tell you all about that, and that's going to be a good thing. Now, my newsletter was supposed to come out this week. Lizzie, I've been bad. I have not gotten to it yet. I've been so busy that my newsletter's not out. It's in the computer, but it's not out yet. So I am going to be doing that this weekend, getting it out so you know exactly what to do in October.
Now, where can they find the newsletter at for those that are new listeners?
Well, the newsletter is, they can go onto my website and they can read all the past newsletters. It's called In Your Backyard. And if you go to she-consulting.com, you'll see On the Air, and you'll see where you can listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. I have all the past shows up there loaded. And then also my newsletter, the past newsletters. And you can check out what I've said in the years and past. And so the newsletter has great things in it, like my design tips, and then also landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. And you can see a lot of great images. And then what to do each month in your landscape. So this weekend, kind of take it easy. You know, don't stress out too much about it. But I will have that newsletter out shortly. So stay tuned with us. We're going to be having Dr. Matt Borden. He's going to join us next. He makes yard calls, but you have to move to North Carolina. Stay tuned, everyone. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
Call 800-BUY-BLUE. 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 That's 800-BUY-BLUE. Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
There's an epidemic in the world, and it's not the coronavirus. It's loneliness. In this digital age, we're more connected than ever, yet millions are incredibly lonely. We're surrounded by people, but we don't have a real friend. Loneliness is such a problem that Great Britain and Japan appointed ministers of loneliness to tackle the problem. Why are people so lonely? For starters, many are going through life with no relationship with our Heavenly Father. God created us to experience a relationship with Him. Tackling loneliness won't be found in social media or even by another person. It can only be fulfilled in Jesus. When you know Jesus, you can be alone but not lonely. Will there still be loneliness? Sure. But even then, we need to trust Jesus' words that He will never leave us. If you're feeling lonely today, talk to Jesus. Ask Him to fill the aching hole in your heart. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, that's 800-432-3916.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This morning, in one of my favorite states, North Carolina, it's where I was born, especially this time of the year, we are talking with Dr. Matt Borden. He is a doctor of plant medicine. He is a plant health consultant, and he specializes in diagnosing diseases and solving them with integrated management of landscape plant pests. So good morning, Dr. Borden. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am great. You're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you just recently moved up there. How's the weather this morning?
It's a little cloudy, but there's a little bit of a crispness in the air up here, and it's great.
I know. It's a great change of seasons up there. So you're not too far from the Triangle area. You were a Gator. Are you a Tar Heel now?
Yes, I suppose I am. I was a Hokie first, and then a Double Gator, and I guess I'm a Tar Heel now, moving around.
So originally from Virginia, what led you to the University of Florida to become a plant doctor?
Yes, that was a neat path. Well, I grew up in Zimbabwe actually, and 14 years in Cape Town, South Africa.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I came back here, went to Virginia Tech, and after working in the tree fruit industry in Virginia for a while, I found this program at University of Florida, which is really unique and offers one of the few programs where you can study a wide variety of topics in plant health, not just in insects, but also nematodes, plant diseases. I did a little bit of work in horticulture classes, agriculture classes, and then a lot of work in diagnostics. So it was a really special program, and that's very rare these days to have a more holistic program like that. So that's why I was pulled to Florida.
I know that. That's fascinating. That you and your studies are so interesting. So I love it when you're very generous with posting your information and providing your information. And we recently posted your photographs on Better Lawns and Gardens of the 9/11 memorial in New York. So thank you for being so generous with that. I know that was a really touching trip for you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, I really, really had a great trip up there and enjoyed seeing the memorial for the first time and getting to work there one morning.
So your work now, what do you specialize in?
Well, while I was at UF, I focused on landscape pest management, and now I'm here in North Carolina working for Bartlett Tree Experts. So I'm doing mostly tree and shrub pathology, which is very exciting for me. I'm now able to help diagnose and research tree problems from all over the country, and it's been a great opportunity to see a lot of new things and do some new problems.
I know that's kind of a fun office that you have, because you get to walk out in the woods and be among the trees. So it's a great office. So your recent article in Fine Gardening magazine was fantastic. It was excellent in explaining powdery mildew. How does this disease affect plants?
Well, thank you. Yes, I've enjoyed writing for Fine Gardening magazine a lot. Powdery mildews are a really interesting fungus. It looks like they're growing over the leaf surface or over the shoots and stems, but they don't just grow over the leaf. They also penetrate into the leaf. And so when they do that, they're basically just stealing nutrients from the plant so that they can grow and borrow some of the plant's nutrients that it's making from photosynthesis. So that causes the leaves to weaken. And if it gets really bad, you can get a lot of shoot tip distortion. Sometimes the leaves will yellow. And if it's a long-term problem or early in the season when it gets infected, that can substantially weaken the whole plant. Although if it's late in the season, you know, a lot of times plants up this way or even further north are already close to wintertime and won't bother them too much if they're about to go dormant anyway.
Okay, so is powdery mildew the same across the country?
No, and in fact, this is something really interesting about it. We talk about it like it's one disease, but it's actually a really diverse, large group of powdery mildew fungi. And what's interesting is that most of them are pretty host-specific, meaning that the powdery mildew you see on your crepe myrtle is going to be a different species than the powdery mildew that you see on your squash plants, for example. So it's really good to know that, because it's not one disease that's just spreading rampant across your landscape on all of your different plants if you happen to see it. It's
okay.
Probably just a bunch of different species.
So if this is a seasonal disease, why would plants get mildew in the wintertime? Why not summer?
Well, it behaves very differently from a lot of other fungal diseases, and it really likes the periods in the spring and the fall when you have cool nights and then warm days and those periods of high relative humidity in between. So a lot of times it'll get going in the fall and then persist over the winter, especially on some of the winter weeds.
Okay, and so what plant species should people be looking for here in Florida that can get powdery mildew?
In the southeast, I think dogwood is the main tree, and then the crepe myrtle, and some of the pretty annuals and perennials in the garden too. Roses, monarda, the bee balms are really, really get hit hard some years. Phlox, zinnias, I think those are the main ones. In the vegetable garden, occasionally you'll see it on tomato, although that's not super common in Florida. And then squash and that whole family, the squash family, the cucurbits, they can get some substantial problems.
So is there a cure or treatment for powdery mildew?
Yes, and I think this is important that people know, because it seems to be some thought that it's very difficult to treat or a death sentence, but it's not. There are a lot of really good fungicide options labeled for it, even some biological fungicides. Sulfur dust has been used for thousands of years against it quite successfully. And then there's some other newer fungicides as well that are systemic in the leaves and really, really effective. So just talk with your extension agent or other professional and find those products that are labeled for exactly your situation. Cucurbits, for example, or ornamentals. There are a lot of good options out there.
Okay, that's a great idea, just to go to the extension and get it diagnosed correctly and then follow their recommendations. Now, you have a new Flickr site. How can people find out more information or see your photos on plant diseases?
Oh, yes. My Flickr name is just Matt Borden, I believe. And then I also post a lot of information on Facebook and some of the plant and plant disease groups on Facebook. So I'm pretty active there.
I know.
If you just look up my name, Matt Borden, Matthew Borden, I'm trying to post as much as I can and make those photos available for anybody to use.
I think that's just so generous, and I think that's important. But if they go to my Facebook page, if they're already following me, they can just go through my list, and then they can go ahead and then they'll find you, too, as well. So that's good. So you were an IPM specialist for the incredible DuPont estate, the Longwood Gardens. Mm-hmm. I bet you had fun there.
Yes.
It is one of the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I hear you're going there in your garden tour next summer.
I am. The Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour next June. We are going there. So give me your favorite part of the gardens that we don't want to miss.
Well, if you are there in June, I would say go through the main gate and admire that gorgeous American elm specimen, and then turn right and go down the flower garden walk, because that is an absolute explosion of color and layering and texture in midsummer, and it'll just be beautiful. And then, of course, on your way, see the serene Italian water fountain garden.
That's
just a really nice spot in summer. And you should be there to catch the beginning of the lily pad collection blooming, I think. So that'll be great.
Oh, my. Okay, so I wrote all those down. I'm definitely going to just point those out and go take pictures of it. So thank you so much, Matt, for coming on this morning. I certainly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. You take care and have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
You too.
That was Dr. Matt Borden, and he is going to he is got a great Facebook page. You can follow him on that. And also, too, I'll post his photographs of the powdery mildew later on today. Let's go ahead. We have just a few minutes. I'm going to answer Grace from St. Marks, Florida. She has a question on bougainvillea for North Florida, and will it grow? Well, Grace, you are in zone 8B, and that's a little bit too cold during the wintertime for bougainvillea that will freeze back. And of course, in 8B, you always get some freezes. So I suggest that you do grow a bougainvillea, but grow it in a pot, you know, maybe a 3 gallon, a little bit bigger, 5 to 7 gallon pot, and then enjoy it on your patio during the summertime and fall. And then if you have freezes, you can haul it into the garage and cover it and make sure it doesn't freeze well. Because bougainvillea likes really hot sun, temperatures up to 100 degrees, but they only like it to go down to about 65, you know, 60 degrees. So no, you can't grow it in the ground, but yes, you can grow it in the pot. All right, so that's a real good question there too. So Jack from DeLand wants to know where to buy bayberry jelly. Wow, I don't know. Bayberry jelly, you know, and so that's off of the wax myrtle. So I would suggest that you contact or Google some organic stores that are in on the web, and just Google bayberry jelly and Florida and see what comes up. And then you know what you need to do, Jack? You need to call me back or text me back and let me know where we can find it. So the bayberry is just a wonderful fragrant berry, and the plants are great. They're native here to Florida. And so you definitely, they're great for the holiday season. So if you want one for your yard and floral arrangements that will bring that Christmas joy to your floral designs, then you definitely want bayberry. I've never tasted it, though. I'm wondering if it's going to taste a little minty just due to the smell.
I'm not sure. I know that he called in. He just asked me to ask you real quick. He says it is the most delicious jelly that you will ever taste. And I'm like, I've got to find me some now.
Yeah, now I will too. And when I do, Jack, then that's great. That's a great tip. Then I will definitely post it on the Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. And so if you're listening and you're not following me on Better Lawns and Gardens, please do. You're able to post your pictures. Send me those. Send me your questions through Facebook page, and I would love to connect with you. We're going to be right back after our break. It's your turn to get your garden questions answered. You can call me at 1-888-45-LAWNS or text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There's an epidemic in the world, and it's not the coronavirus, it's loneliness. In this digital age, we're more connected than ever, yet millions are incredibly lonely. We're surrounded by people, but we don't have a real friend. Loneliness is such a problem that Great Britain and Japan appointed ministers of loneliness to tackle the problem. Why are people so lonely? For starters, many are going through life with no relationship with our Heavenly Father. God created us to experience a relationship with Him. Tackling loneliness won't be found in social media or even by another person. It can only be fulfilled in Jesus. When you know Jesus, you can be alone but not lonely. Will there still be loneliness? Sure. But even then, we need to trust Jesus' words that He will never leave us. If you're feeling lonely today, talk to Jesus. Ask Him to fill the aching hole in your heart. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-39.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is the time to ask your questions. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And Lizzie, I started to Google the bayberry jelly and jam, and I found a lot of candles with bayberry, but mostly it was recipes. I didn't find anybody who actually sold bayberry.
Yeah, I was looking too, and I really didn't find anything either.
Yeah, so make sure that you don't buy candle jelly, because there's a lot of different bayberry candles that have the bayberry jelly on it as a name, but it's not. You don't want to eat the candle. So if you find out, and I'll look some more. And then also, too, there's a lot of recipes for bayberry jam and jelly. So update this week from Beverly in Tallahassee. She reported that the temps were in the low 70s and that she had lots of rains, too. But she said that the hummingbirds have definitely split, and that kind of made her sad to see them go. But she says the goldfinches are going to be coming back. And so that'll be in about a month or so. So she was just saying how wonderful nature is. And yes, nature is a wonder, Beverly. So thank you for the update. Just a reminder, I announced the addition of the Philadelphia Flower Show before my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour that Matt Borden mentioned. We've got a lot of response from that and have a lot of fun gardening folks going. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a great trip. So you can check out more about the trip under more on my website, she-consulting.com. So I hope you can join us. Let's go to Dave in Melbourne. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Teresa, great. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've got a bunch of crabgrass in my St. Augustine lawn. Do I have to pull that out, or is there some way to get rid of that without having to get out there on my hands and knees?
Yeah, so we're coming up into the season where crabgrass is going to start to die, especially with the colder temperatures. And I know Melbourne doesn't get too cold. That's why you live there. It's something that will go away in the wintertime. But I want you to be on top of it next spring. So you're going to want to use a pre-emergent herbicide in late January, first part of February. And that's going to prevent those crabgrass seeds next year from coming back.
Okay, so just leave it there right now?
Right now it's green. It's not, harming anything. So okay. I wouldn't necessarily get rid of it now, because, again, if you use an herbicide and get rid of it, it's going to be a bare spot. And depending on how much you have, then you're going to have to either resod or replug, or, weeds are going to get back in there. So, I would just leave it right now and let the cold temperatures take care of it, and then just keep it from coming back.
All right, pre-emergent in January.
January, February. If you get my newsletter, I'll tell you exactly when to do it, and that'll be more during the timing of the year. So I will tell you that when we have 5 days of warm temperatures in our wintertime, the weed seeds start to, germinate. So, okay. At the end of January, once we get above 70 degrees, and it may be even February, mm-hmm. depending on the mm-hmm. cold, then that's when you want to put down a pre-emergent.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. That's great. 1-888-455-2967 if you're in the garden area. What can you be doing this time of the year in your month, in your section of Florida? Well, in North Florida, you can start looking for plants for annuals, winter annuals that will last through February and March. And those are kind of plants like your petunias, your Shasta daisies, even some foxgloves throughout the wintertime will grow and keep blooming. And they just are wonderful. Lobelia, alyssum. And then also your pansies and your Johnny jump-ups. So look for those. You can be planting daffodils in North Florida. Your Carlton, Fortune, Silver Chimes, and Sweetness will do well. And then also throughout the state of Florida, herbs are great to be putting down this time of the year. So dill, fennel, oregano, sage, rosemary, thyme, all those great herbs that you use in Thanksgiving, you can go ahead and start planting and transplanting right now. Vegetables, you can choose, you can plant all the cool season crops, and this is throughout even Central Florida, your beets, your carrots, Brussels sprouts, lettuce, and onions. And then in Central Florida, just basically the same. We can still go ahead and be planting. You can be laying sod. You can be planting your shrubs. Florida, we can plant year-round with that. South Florida, you still can have those beautiful, colorful annuals like impatience and even alyssum. Alyssum will do well this time of the year because you're not going to have those extreme 95, 100-degree temperatures down in South Florida. Then also dianthus. And you can also plant the agapanthus, rain lilies, and clivia lilies. So the clivia lilies are just gorgeous. They're a little bit on the expensive side, but not as expensive as they were 10 to 15 years ago. It's also a great time to add, no matter where you are in the state, organic matter to your garden beds. And so as your plants use up the nutrients in your soils, they need to be replenished, those nutrients. And so by adding organic material like compost, compost is a wonderful way to add organic material to your garden beds. That this is a good time of the year. Go ahead and replenish it now before the winter season. Get those nutrients in the ground so that the plants can absorb them. So this is also the time of the year that you can go ahead and fertilize. You can be fertilizing your lawn now with a 15-0-15 or a 16-4-8, depending where you are in the state. And then also, too, if your lawn's looking good, but it's just yellowing a little bit, you can always add an iron application and do that. What else? You can still be planting your transplants for tomatoes and peppers. I was talking with, discussing with Tom what he's doing in his garden, and he just got his first Juliet tomato. So I'm going to try and get him on sometime in the next couple of weeks to tell us how he's doing in his garden area. Let's go to Rita in Port Orange. Good morning, Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa. I have a foundation planting with Blue Days and Exora.
Uh-huh.
And the Blue Days is fading. And when I lift the mulch that I have on top of it, it's white underneath. I don't know, is that fungus or is that mold?
No. That is, well, either or, it's just a sign that, you know, that you are having some disease issues in the fungal agents. So we really can't prevent it. How often are you watering it?
Not too often.
Okay.
The association waters it maybe once a month or something like that.
Oh, and that's it. Okay, so
yeah.
It could be a little bit of powdery mildew. You can use a fungicide on it to, you know, prevent it from getting getting worse, but it's not really going to go away with the ones that you have. So I would definitely make sure it's getting water about once every 2 weeks or so. And if you're getting rain, that's good enough. But you can apply a fungicide on it, okay? And just apply a fungicide on it and do the top of the leaves and the bottom and the ground around it. Follow the label.
Good. One other question.
Sure.
When do I cut back the Exora?
Why do you want to cut it back?
It's getting a little bushier in front of the windows. I don't want it up too high. I just want to trim the top of it a little bit.
Okay, you can do that anytime.
It's been real well this year, only periodically. I've got a whole planting of it, and that maybe one or two plants bloomed. And
okay.
I was wondering if I should just cut it back to have it bloom better and fill out more.
So how often are you fertilizing it?
I was doing it about once a month.
And what did you use?
Oh, I don't.
I don't need the label name. I'm just saying, did you use a blooming fertilizer or just something like 666?
No, it's an acid fertilizer like 666. Yeah, and it said it was for Exora. So,
okay, very good. Okay, super. Okay, so have they bloomed well for you in the past?
No, I'm new here. It's just I'm only here 2 years. This is the second year.
Okay. Well, what I would do is go ahead and cut them back to where you're comfortable and let them finish and then keep on fertilizing on a consistent basis. And you can go ahead and I'd see how they do for you next year. But you're using the right thing, so you're doing everything right.
Okay.
Okay.
And just use the fungicide and the Blue Days. Okay. Thanks so much, Teresa.
Thank you. Welcome to Florida, Rita. All right. And so if we have a question that you'd like to have answered, you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967. Lizzie will take your call. She's great at answering the phone, I tell you. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The state of Florida is committed to helping you find opportunity and economic security. If you've fallen behind on your rent and utility bills, go to ourflorida.com today. This website can help you get assistance with up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. A federally funded program, Our Florida has already helped over 30,000 Florida households. Go to ourflorida.com to learn more. Have you recently lost a job or income? Then you may qualify. And getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. Over 30,000 Florida households have already benefited from the Our Florida program. With just a few minutes of your time, you can get help with up to 15 months of your rent and utility bills. ourflorida.com. Remember this website. And go get the help that is available to you today. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give Lizzie a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We got it. And so that will be wonderful for you to call in. I want to make sure that you know what to do in your landscape gardening. And so that's why I'd love to hear from you, is that you have your gardening questions that you want to know in your state, your part of the state of Florida. So if you're in South Florida, you can give me a call too as well. Central Florida, North Florida, I'd love to hear from everyone. So right now, you need to know, no matter where you are in the state of Florida, that the time for pruning azaleas is over. You do not want to be cutting back azaleas, bougainvilleas, camellias, gardenias, or your poinsettias. Okay, so this is not a good time. You're going to literally be cutting off the blooms for this year. And this week I was at a landscape installation and renovation that I'm doing, and the camellias were already blooming. They had about 4 to 5 shrubs that had the pink blooms just opening up beautifully. And then also, too, their other camellia plants were getting ready to bloom. So it was a little early. And, Allison said she thought it was a little early, too, for her yard. So that was kind of interesting. But you do not want to be cutting back your azaleas, bougainvillea, camellias, gardenias, or your poinsettias. You also, too, want to give your palms your final feeding for the year. So you can use an 8-2-12 fertilizer. Make sure it has magnesium in it. And that way you give it the nutrients it needs before the winter period. So right now is the time to give your palm trees the diseases. Also, too, if you're cutting back your palms, you do not want to be cutting off any fronds that are green. Don't let anybody talk to you about changing or cutting down those fronds that are green. Leave them and only cut palm fronds when they are brown. That's so that the palm fronds can go through photosynthesis and give the palm tree nutrients. You don't want to do it. The more you cut palms, the more they're going to be susceptible to insects and diseases. And our state right now is being ravished by so many different types of diseases like fusarium wilt, and our palm trees are dying like crazy. Also, too, you want to make sure that your landscaper is sterilizing his tools, whether that landscaper is your company that you have come once a month or your husband cutting the palm trees. You want to make sure that before you go to the next palm tree, that the shears, your secateurs, your anything that you're using to prune with is sterilized. Okay, so that's very, very important. All right, so someone texted me, when should we be preparing or buying canning materials for making jellies? I will tell you that now, because we are in this kind of crazy period in all across the world, basically, where supplies are being, we're just having a hard time getting supplies out. And so glass and, you know, plastics and all different types of technical equipment, we're seeing shortages of. So if you see canning equipment on the shelf, no matter where you're shopping, whether it's the grocery store or the hobby stores, then you need to grab them, because I think it's going to be a hard time. Don't you think, Lizzie?
All I'm having is visions of the toilet paper disappearing. Now you are going to have canning. No one's going to be able to can.
Well, you can order them online, but now they need to do it if they're going to be harvesting. I don't mean to cause, a buying out where that is. Well, but they asked me, and I'm just being serious. When you find canning equipment, you need to buy it, because it just flies off the shelf and, all that kind of good stuff. So Lizzie's making me laugh. So also, you want to shield your poinsettias and your holiday cactuses from nighttime light. Okay, so start planning it. If you have a street light that's near or shines on your poinsettias at night, you want to cover your poinsettias with either a box or a propped up dark sheet that will block that light from the poinsettias, because they like, the lower or the less hours of sunlight a day. And that's what causes the poinsettia to go ahead and start the bracts to change red. And so that you want to start doing that now so that they will be red by Christmas time. Okay, so somebody just texted that said, can you go over the year-long process to eradicate dove weed in my St. Augustine lawn? And also, is this a good time to plant grass plugs to some bare areas in the lawn? Yes to planting grass plugs. Yes, you can do that all year round, so never leave a bare spot in your lawn. But the year-long process to eradicate dove weed, I would say, is that you want to make sure that you're using a pre-emergent in the early spring, and then again in the fall. And you want to follow the label and make sure that your landscape is hydrated. But you usually see doveweed when you overwater. So I would ask, how often are you watering, and do you need to water that much? Doveweed likes moist soils. So if you have it in your St. Augustine lawn, you're either near a low wetland, a swampy area, lakefront area, or you're overwatering. So the year-round defense is going to be less water. All right? Then I'm just south of Daytona Beach on a canal in Ponce Inlet. I have a terrible problem with torpedo grass in the flower beds. What can I use that is safe to use around the waterway? Well, Nancy, I would say that you can use herbicides in your lawn. Make sure that if it's not so close to the shoreline that will get in the water, then making sure that you're using the proper amount. If you're using the proper amount and the label will have on it how much you need to use, then the risk of it going into the water is less. But also, too, you want to make the label will also tell you, depending on the product, how far away you should use it from the water. So I would follow that label and just make sure. You might want to have a lawn company come in and do it professionally with something that is just stronger chemical than a homeowner can buy. And that's might be your best way to do it. If it's in your flower bed and it's through your flower bed, I would say just go ahead and dig all of your flower bed up, get rid of the torpedo grass, and then replant it. That's maybe even the less expensive way to do it. All right. So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Stay tuned for hour number two. Katie DeBow, president of the Garden Media Group and celebrity QVC host for Cottage Hill Nursery. She's going to be joining us on her predictions for gardening trends in 2022. So Lizzie is also taking your calls so we can have lots of great gardening questions. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.